But this narrative that these lunatics bring up, we're going to have energy-efficient homes. You mean we don't have them now? Or can you please explain to me why the federal government of the United States, you were a member of the U.S. Senate that passed this thing called a Gold Star Energy rating? My house is Gold Star Energy certified. What do I get out of that? What I get out of that is supposedly this, it's caulked, it's insulated, the windows are insulated. It's built in such a manner that it consumes the least amount of energy possible, right? Gold Star Energy, look it up. Why is this coming up in a debate for the presidency? This is an old, stupid, dumb idea that has absolutely no truck in practical application. And when Trump told him that, he'll shut your coal-fired generating plants down. You know, and there's another win, when Trump started talking about, when the president started talking about cars. Now, again, many people that listen to this show, most people that hate Donald John Trump, Mar-a-Lago now, not of Manhattan, think he is a blithering fool and an idiot. Silver spoon stuck in his mouth. Biden even said, Lindsey, you hate people like me, you're elite. You know, I grew up in a neighborhood. I grew up in the suburban. I grew up in suburban America. Hey, newsflash, Joe. Trump grew up in suburbia. He did not grow up in a high-rise apartment. Fred Trump, Trump's dad, go read the book, Art of the Deal. Fred Trump, Trump's dad, was a owner and manager of what we would call today slums. Now, they were made slums by Section 8, but he ran and managed apartment complexes. Little Donald followed him around. They didn't live in a mansion in Florida. They didn't live in a mansion on Long Island. They lived in New Teaneck, Teatland. And any of it. Look, see, there's a picture in the chat room. Now, the only thing that can make that picture better is if that was Biden with the caulking gun. I'm telling you, there's pictures out there of him handing caulking guns out to homeless people with a hard hat on. In any event, when the subject of energy came up and the president said, and Biden knocked him for lowering the CAFE standards. You know, there were two guys in the chat room that get this and got it. I broke it and said, okay, I have to tell the listening audience what Trump's talking about. He's talking about the CAFE standards. They are ridiculous. These are the CAFE standards were the pipe dream of early pinko commie environmentalists. And were championed by people like Al Gore when he was a member of the House of Representatives and then a member of the United States Senate. What does CAFE stand for? Corporate Average Fuel Economy. It is ridiculous. It forces you and I to buy cars that are by definition not as safe as they could be. Go ahead and walk up to any classic car show on any Saturday and go kick a fender. I dare you. I just wail on a fender, a bumper. You're going to break your foot. You know why? Because it was made to protect you. What's it made out of? Damn good hard metal. What's it made out of today? Polymer. Some kind of crap that they mold together. It's strong. No, it's not. And what Trump was saying was, we're making the cars could be heavier now because the gas is cheaper. We're not worried about this stupid fuel economy. These cars are dangerous. He was right. He's absolutely correct. Just another one of those instances where having actually worked in the real world plays to his advantage and to our advantage because he actually knows how screwed up some of these stupid, ridiculous rules that are written by politicians that have never worked. Some of you said that Biden got the best of Trump in the COVID answer. I'm sorry, he didn't. The only thing that I would say that still gives me great trepidation is I wish Trump would stop talking about vaccines and the military handing them out. Now, Some people go, he's going to force, the military is going to, he never says that. He never goes that far. What he says is that they'll mobilize the military to distribute the vaccines. Now, I think the idea of a vaccine is a joke. And I'm surprised that Robert, RFK Jr. and Scott Atlas between them haven't dissuaded him of the idea or made him cool his jets a little bit on it. I think he's saying it now because he wants people to go back to work. And he's basically saying, you need to send your people back to work anyway because the vaccine is coming. Maybe that's part of the gambit here. But when he didn't back off the whole mask and the social distancing, he said, people can make their own minds up. That's a win. That's a win. And that's not where he was earlier in the summer. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. Always on air and always online here on a Wisdom Wednesday at 844-527-8723. Let me give you another Biden whopper. Biden got all mad because he thought Trump was, let me tell you something, Bob, this clown. I said, my son served honorably in Iraq, and you talked down to him and mocked him and made fun of him. His service, he was a patriot. Biden made it sound like Bo Biden had died in battle or in combat in Iraq, and he left it there. That's not what happened. It is true, Bo Biden did go to Iraq. I think he served a couple of tours. It is true that he earned some kind of a medal for heroism in some battle. I don't have the details of it. It is not true that he died in Iraq in a battle. He came home and he got cancer. Now, whether that was related to burn pits or not, we don't know. But he came home and he died of cancer. He did not die in Iraq. And when that exchange was going on, you could see Trump go like, I don't know, Bo. I'm not talking about Bo. I'm talking about your son, Hunter, who was dishonorably discharged. And Biden getting there. That's just not true. That's a lie. No, it's not. Couldn't answer the question about the $3.5 million from Moscow. But so much of what was going on in this, outside of the brief constitutional question on the Supreme Court nomination, outside of this was an absolute tragedy and disaster. At that point in time, it just becomes, which team are you rooting for? Who did you put the popcorn and the beer down for? Yeah, give me my Trump flag. Or yeah, give me my Biden flag. Here, let me give you a sample of this. Play digital media file number 4. This is one of these exchanges where they're all talking over each other, and you can hear Trump tell the world that's watching, you know what he's going to do? He's Bernie. And then Biden got so flustered with I'm the Democrat Party. I made the platform. Well, go read the platform. Looks like AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Bernie Sanders were sitting right there when you supposedly wrote it. Here's the exchange.
Wins the election and the Senate is Democrat, a Republican, then he goes forward. If not, we should wait until February.
All right. There aren't 100 million people with pre-existing conditions. As far as the say is concerned, the people already had their say. Okay. Justice Ginsburg said very powerfully, very strongly, at some point, 10 years ago or so, she said a president and the Senate is elected for a period of time. But a president's elected for 4 years. We're not elected for 3 years. I'm not elected for 3 years. So we have the Senate. We have a president.
He's elected to the next
during
election.
During that period of time, we have an opening. I'm not elected for 3 years. I'm elected for 4 years.
And 100
million people,
started.
Joe, the 100 million people is totally wrong. I don't know where you got that number. The bigger problem that you have is that you're going to extinguish 180 million people with their private health care that they're very
That's
happy with.
That's simply not true.
Well, you're certainly going to socialist. You're going to socialist medicine.
We're now into open discussion.
Open discussion.
Yes, I agree.
He knows that what I proposed. What I proposed is that we expand Obamacare and we increase it. We do not wipe any. And one of the big debates we had with 23 of my colleagues trying to win the nomination that I won, were saying that Biden wanted to allow people to have private insurance still. They can. They do. They will under my proposal.
It's not what you've said, but and it's not what your party has said.
That is simply
your party
a lie.
Doesn't say it. Your party wants to go socialist medicine.
My party is
and
me.
Socialist
right
healthcare.
Now, I am
and
the
they're going to dominate
party.
You, Joe. You know that.
I am the Democratic Party right now. The platform of the Democratic Party
Harris.
Is what I, in fact, approved of. What I approved of. Now, here's the deal.
And if you had to drink last night tequila shots every time Biden said, look, Bub, here's the deal. You'd have been wasted about an hour in. Let me go to the telephones real quick. I got a medical doctor here on the line who wants to talk a little bit about what creepy, sniffy, sleepy Joe may or may not have been on. Dr. Tom in Arkansas, first up here today on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel. Always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. You should know that, fair listener. Yeah, Dr. Tom, how you doing?
Mike, I'm doing good.
Hey, that's right, Maggie. We forgot to do it. Today's Wednesday. Mike. Yeah. Oh, come on, Julie. I know you can hear me.
Yeah. So if you look at Joe Biden's eyes last night, they look basically black. And that's because his pupils were super dilated. He's on a stimulant drug. He's probably on Adderall or something like that, an amphetamine. Plus, you could tell when you watched him, he'd other things, you know, wore a wire. I guess as he looked down, somebody was talking to him. You watched his mannerisms. And Chris hissy fit gave him the questions. That's obvious. So, you know, but he's on a stimulant drug when he does that. And he'll be wiped out today, as usual, because that's what happens. He takes the stimulant drug. He gets wiped out. The next day, he's fried.
So that explains the put a lid on it phenomena.
Yes. And it, like I said, go back and look at his eyes. And Maggie was looking at it. If you go back and look at one of his, you know, in the bunker pictures, I believe he looks like he has hazel type eyes. But last night they were black as could be. Or he drank a spirit cooker punch from Maria Abramovic, which I don't doubt that he did.
Well, I was thinking the same thing. Did they adrenochrome Biden up before this?
Yeah, it's obvious. It is obvious.
Because he had possession of mental faculties that he does not have on the campaign trail or in television interviews.
Yeah. Well, that's because he was super prepped. Plus, he's got somebody talking in his ear, telling him what to say, and he practiced all the questions ahead of time. So this was, you know, he's got some capacity, but he can't wing it on the run. You know, he can't wing it like Trump does. He doesn't have any faculties. Plus, he's a stooge. You know, he's an empty suit. I got a kick out when you said, I am the Democratic Party. No, you're a marionette. You know, you're a puppet.
Trump said, you're a puppet. You're a puppet. There were many, many SmackDown moments that we were looking for. Dr. Tom, I'm almost out of time for this segment, but thank you very much for the medical doctor opinion. There were several moments. I thought one of the other typical Trump moments was, don't ever talk to me about being smart. You should never talk to me about smart, okay? You don't even know what school you went to. Joe, you don't know what school we went to. You went to Delaware State. You said something else. You said you went somewhere. He said he went somewhere else. You graduated. Did you even graduate? You're the bottom of your class. You're not smart, Joe. So, and this is what a lot of people go, like, Trump was just being mean. He was being mean, vicious, is what Biden did to Justice Bork in 1987.